Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And this is our News Watch program. We're going to be asking the question, will avatars become a reality? That's something I've always wanted to know. And we're also going to talk about the good old wholesome rubber duck. It's not just in your bathtub anymore. It's in harbors all over the world.
Yeah, I first saw this when I picked up a newspaper and saw pictures of the rubber duck in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's harbor had a rubber ducky, as we like to call them as kids. Really, really cute. And he was huge. And I thought, wow, that would be a spectacle, something that would draw a lot of people's attention. We're going to talk about how rubber ducks are going on world tours these days.
Okay, so let's begin our news story today, News Watch, by talking about avatars here. Will they become a reality just like the movie Avatar? Okay, let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. Will avatars become a reality? In the movie Avatar, people use their minds to control avatars to explore an amazing new world. Though the movie is set far in the future, this technology may be closer to becoming a reality than previously anticipated. Dmitry Itzkov is a Russian entrepreneur who claims to have hired top scientists to develop a project called Avatar. Within 10 years, he hopes to be able to transplant a human brain into a robot body, which would make the subject immortal. To get funding for his project, he has contacted some of the world's billionaires to offer them the chance to have their minds live on after their bodies have died. Itzkoff is not the only one working on this idea. The U.S. military is also researching a similar project. They are looking for a way to use remotely mind-controlled robots on the battlefield, thereby reducing the danger to human soldiers. Whether or not Itzkoff succeeds, the road to immortality doesn't seem to be so far-fetched anymore.
A Rubber Ducks World Tour. Since 2007, a number of port cities have awoken to find a giant yellow rubber duck in their harbors. People weren't quite sure about the meaning behind the duck, but it certainly captured their attention. They lined the docks, took photos of the amusing duck, and started to wonder where it would turn up next. The duck is an art project created by Dutchman Florentien Hoffman. Several enormous ducks have been built and now tour all over the world. They all have a hatch in the back, so maintenance can be carried out. In addition, they are equipped with electric fans that allow them to be inflated in all kinds of weather. Hoffman started the project because he wanted to spread joy around the world. He says the duck, a giant version of a popular bath toy, reminds people of their blissful childhood memories and adds joy to their stressful adult lives. The plan seems to be working, as people beam in delight wherever the duck appears.
Okay, this is our News Watch program, and the first story is about avatars. In case you don't know what an avatar is, it's kind of like a representation of a real person. In the cyber world, these people don't really exist, but of course people develop avatars for some kind of presence in a computer game or whatever. Now, in the movie Avatar, people use their minds to control avatars to explore an amazing new world. If you explore some place, you go and check it out. You try to find out some information about the place because you've never been there before, so you're learning new things.
Cool. Well, though the movie is set far in the future, this technology of using avatars with your mind may be closer to becoming a reality than previously anticipated. If you anticipate something, you're expecting it to happen, you're looking forward to it, usually with pleasure. Previous just means something that existed or happened before the present time. So in the past, we really expected it to take longer for them to come up with something kind of like avatars, but it's closer to becoming a reality than we thought. So I guess the science is moving faster than we expected, you could say.
Right. It will become real sooner than we thought, basically, is what this means here. And we've got a Russian entrepreneur by the name of Dmitry Itzkov. And he, again, is a Russian entrepreneur. An entrepreneur, of course, is just a business person who's trying to find a market for some kind of profit, some kind of product or service here. So he organizes and operates the business, and, of course, he takes the financial risks to make this thing happen. So he's going to invest in this project, and he claims, or he says this, that he has hired top scientists to develop his project, which he's going to call Avatar.
We use the word claim because it's something he says is true, but we don't have evidence to back it up, so we're not really sure if it's true, but that's what he claims. He says, hey, I've hired some of the best scientists in the world, and they're working on a project called Avatar. So within 10 years, Itzkov hopes to be able to transplant a human brain into a robot body, which is kind of creepy. To transplant is a verb we use usually to talk about a medical operation where an organ like a heart is taken from one person and put into the body of another person. That is going on all the time. Heart transplants, liver transplants, kidney transplants, lung transplants. I don't think they're doing brain transplants, though, are they?
Not yet, but hey, it's funny you mention that because that's kind of what this is all about. So within 10 years, he hopes to be able to transplant a human brain into a robot body. So actually transplanting the brain there into the robot body, and that would make the subject immortal, okay? Although you'd be living in a metal body, I'm not sure exactly how exciting that would be. Imagine kissing somebody with a metal body, you know? Maybe it wouldn't produce the kind of effect you'd imagine, but in any case here, I'm sure there are lots of eccentric millionaires or billionaires out there who might actually be interested in participating in this project. He wants to transplant that brain into these robots. And a subject here just refers to the thing that you are talking about. Usually when we say subject, in school it could be referred to the subject of study, what you're studying, mathematics, science, humanities, social sciences, whatever. Those are different subjects. But here the subject is the person that is being discussed or described or dealt with.
Yeah, so we're talking about this subject is the person's brain that's being taken and put into a metal body. It would make the subject immortal. The subject would then be the combination of the human brain and the robot. That's the subject. If you're immortal, you can't die. You live forever. Now, you have to have money to fund these kinds of projects. Now, we know that he's rich. Itzkov, who's the entrepreneur from Russia, but he probably needs more than just his own personal wealth. So he's trying to get funding for his project, which means he talks to different people about donating money, investing money in something. Funding would be the money itself. He's contacted some of the world's billionaires to offer them the chance to have their brains or their minds live on after their bodies have died.
Right. So, of course, in order to achieve this product or achieve this goal of funding his project, he has contacted some of the world's billionaires to offer them the chance to have their minds live on after their bodies have died. So he's probably already talked to, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all those fine people. He has contacted them. To contact somebody means to establish communication with somebody, to send a message to somebody, and hopefully to have them return that message.
Well, Itzkov isn't the only one working on this idea. He's got other people who are competing with him, you could say, to become the first ones to produce a robot with a human brain that works. Who else is doing it? Well, the U.S. military. Our soldiers are working on this. They're researching a similar project. It's not exactly the same, but it's similar. To do some research, thus the noun form, means you study something carefully. To research is the verb form. So they're researching a similar project. they're seeing, you know, what they can come up with. In order to invent something new, you have to do a lot of study of that particular field, I would say.
Sure. So they're getting information about this project, and what are they doing? Well, they're looking for a way to use remotely mind-controlled robots on the battlefield. Remotely is the word we have here, which is an adverb, but remote means from a different location or a far away location. Think of your TV's remote control, for example. It's not there right with the TV, it's far away from it. So this would be remotely mind-controlled robots. The robots are controlled by somebody's mind from a remote location, from a location that is not on the battlefield. So the robots are fighting, but I guess the eyes and ears of those robots are actually far away someplace safe.
That's interesting. It doesn't sound like they're trying to put human brains into those robots, though. So there is a difference between these two projects. That's interesting. We're already using remotely controlled drones, those little airplanes that they're sending up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And they're shooting people and bombing people using these drones so that our soldiers don't get hurt. They don't always work with 100% accuracy, though, which is too bad because it's killing civilians, people who aren't in the military. We're using this word thereby. They're doing something, and thereby it's reducing the danger to human soldiers. Thereby is a pretty formal word. It just means by doing this, by means of this action, they're reducing the danger to human soldiers. We like that they're trying to save human lives. So hopefully they'll have some success with this. And our human soldiers won't have to keep going out to the battlefield and getting blown up.
Indeed. So whether or not Itzkov, the Russian, succeeds, the road to immortality doesn't seem to be so far-fetched anymore. Immortality, of course, refers to being able to live forever.
Uh-huh.
And far-fetched means it's hard to believe, it's hard to accept. That's such a hair-brained idea. It's ridiculous. But, hey, we think it's far-fetched now to be able to do these things, but maybe it won't be so ridiculous in the near future. Okay, that's the end of our explanation for the first part. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 好，今天我们要看的是第七单元，我们要看两则新闻。好，首先来看，如果你有看过电影《阿凡达》，那你就知道哦，人类用这种思想来控制他们的化身，然后来探索这个神奇的新世界。那电影呢，它的时空背景设在未来，遥远的未来。好，看到这里有一个 set， 当你讲说故事电影它是以什么它对时空背景的设定的时候，我们会用 set。 不过有一点，就是像这种科技呢，可能呢会比我们原先预期的要更快实现。好，我们就要来看看这个动词了， anticipate， 这个字代表预期。下面呢提到了有一位俄国的企业家，他声称说他已经雇佣了顶尖的科学家要来发展阿凡达计划。他说在10年之内，他希望能够把人的脑然后移植到机器人的身上。后面有个逗点在接 which， 指的就是移植人脑到机器人的身上这件事。这是一个非线定用法的关系代名词，要留意。那这个做法呢将会是实验的对象 immortal 就是表示永生不死。Subject 这个名词又是什么解释呢？在这边是指你实验的对象，让你实验的对象永生不死。好，接下来他就用到了 to get funding for his project。 这个 to 其实代表 in order to， 也就是表示一个目的。那为了要帮他自己的计划去筹款，去募得资金，他已经联络了这世界上的一些亿万富翁，然后呢希望呢提供这些人可以提供他们的肉体，然后让他们死了以后他的思想可以永垂不朽，可以永远存在。所以即使他人死了，他的思想还会继续下去。好，那这位俄国企业家呢其实并不是唯一在这种观念上下功夫的人。好，那怎么说，其实啊在美国的军方他们也在研究这样子的计划。那么他们现在呢正想要想办法，然后呢用思想来遥控这个战场上的机器人。 好，我们看到 remotely mind control robots 这个片语哦，这些机器人本身是被遥控的，所以呢，这就是为什么你 control 是用过去分词，它其实是有一个被动的含义在内的。好，那是不是会成功？也许这条路呢，不是那么遥不可及了。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about a rubber duck's world tour. Okay, most of us will understand this reference. Maybe some of us won't, but oftentimes when we're young children, 2-3 years old, and we take a bath, we oftentimes have a rubber ducky in there with us to play with, along with other bath toys. So, yeah, we associate our childhood with a rubber duck. Well, now this rubber duck is on a world tour. Isn't that interesting? I didn't know rubber ducks could actually travel by themselves.
Who knew? Well, since 2007, a number of port cities have awoken to find a giant yellow rubber duck in their harbors. Several port cities, cities that are located on the coast, so they're near the ocean, the sea, they've awoken to awake. Awoken is the past participle of the verb to awake. Awake is somewhat formal. It just means you stop sleeping. Another way that we usually say this is to wake up. So a number of port cities have woken up, you could say, to find a giant yellow rubber duck in their harbors. A harbor is a part of the ocean that's next to the land. It's where ships and boats come in and dock for the night. They're by right there in the harbor, which is kind of keeping them protected from the rough waves and wind of the sea.
Right. So, of course, so we've got these harbor cities or port cities. Uh-huh. Taipei is not a port city, but Kaohsiung and Geelong are port cities.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rubber duck has shown up in either of those harbors, but hey, I'm sure people here would love to see him.
It's been in Hong Kong.
Been in Hong Kong, and people weren't quite sure about the meaning behind the duck. But it certainly captured their attention. If you have your attention captured, that means it has grabbed your attention. You were maybe looking at your smartphone screen there or reading the newspaper or something, but then something caught your eye. What the heck is that, this big yellow thing? So it captured your attention. You had your attention or your focus on that thing only.
Yeah, so if you capture someone's attention, you not only get it, you hold on to it. So they were able to get people to really stop and look and talk about this rubber duck. They lined the docks. So people who had their attention captured, they lined the docks. The dock is the area of in a port where ships are loaded and unloaded and repaired. And if people are lined around the dock or line the dock, it just means they're forming a line along that area. They're in that place. So they lined up along the docks. They lined the docks. They then took photos of the cute duck. It's amusing here, which means it was funny to them. It made them laugh. They thought it was charming. They also started to wonder where it would turn up next. To turn up can mean several things. Here our verb phrase actually means it arrived there. They wondered where it would appear next. So if you turn up at a party, perhaps you hadn't planned on going, so you didn't tell the host in advance. You just turned up. You appeared suddenly. Well, they're wondering, well, the rubber duck's here now, but where is it going to show up next?
Where is it going to appear? Where are people going to be able to see it? Yeah, is it going to be in Sydney? Is it going to be in Rio de Janeiro? Who knows? And the duck is an art project created by a Dutchman, somebody from Holland, by the name of Florentine Hoffman.
Florentine?
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm
we don't speak that language, guys.
I don't speak Dutch, so I'm saying Florentine. That's what it looks like to me. And that's how I'm going to say it if you don't like it. Tough. So it's Florentine Hoffman, and of course, he's the artist here. Several enormous ducks have been built and now tour all over the world. So enormous means really, really large, really huge, probably as big as a small house.
Mm-hmm. They have what we're calling a hatch in the back. So if you look at the back of the duck, you'll see a little small door or small opening that you can go into. Airplanes have hatches that they close before the airplane takes off. It's called a hatch, that big door. So they go inside that little small opening, and they just maintain it. If you have maintenance, it just means you're taking care of property or equipment so it stays in good condition, maybe by making small repairs. They have to carry out maintenance work, you could say. To carry out just means you do something, you complete it.
Right, so they got to go inside this hatch there, maybe fix some of the plastic there because there's a hole there or something, or some of the wood is getting kind of rotten and they need to replace it. So that is maintenance. And again, as you said, to carry something out means to do what you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And in addition, they are equipped, these ducks, they're equipped with electric fans that allow them to be inflated in all kinds of weather. You've been to places where they have those big blow-up things, those bouncy castles. Uh-huh. Of course, off to the side, there are these fans that keep blowing air inside of them to inflate them. If you inflate something, you fill it full of air in order to make it a big shape. You can inflate a balloon, for example.
Yeah, and to be equipped with just means something comes with some sort of feature or ability. My apartment came equipped with an air conditioner that's really good and also a washing machine. If you buy a new car, it might come equipped with a brand new stereo, maybe leather seats, things like that. These ducks come with electric fans. If you inflate, again, you can inflate a balloon by blowing air into it. Or if you ride a bicycle, you have to inflate your tires when it gets a flat. So it just makes it larger with air.
Exactly. Now, Hoffman started this project because he wanted to spread joy around the world. So I guess most people, when they see this duck, they are very happy.
Yeah.
It reminds them of their childhood. And that's what he says here. He says the duck, a giant version of a popular bath toy, reminds people of their blissful childhood memories. A version is just a different form of something. You could have the book version of something or the movie version of something. And in this case, the bath toy, of course, is a plastic rubber duck. It's yellow usually. And this is a larger version of it. It's the same thing, but it's bigger.
Mm-hmm. Or we could say, oh, that movie's a cartoon version of the comic book character. Here, that little bath toy that was so popular to us, it brings back good memories. So when they see the giant version, it reminds them of their blissful. Blissful just means extremely happy, completely happy childhood memories. If someone reminds you of something, it just means they help you remember something. Hey, can you remind me to call my friend? Or, oh, that movie reminded me of an old boyfriend. Watching the movie brought back memories. And if you are like most adults, sometimes your jobs can be kind of stressful. Stressful means it makes you feel worried or anxious. You can't relax. And sometimes just remembering fun childhood memories just helps you relax a little bit, makes you laugh.
Yes, reminding you of your blissful or really happy childhoods and, of course, your stressful adult lives will have some joy there without all that pressure and stuff
yeah.
like that. And the plan seems to be working as people beam in delight wherever the duck appears. Indeed, it is a conversation piece. People crowd the docks and the piers to look at this duck, and they're all happy. Beam usually means to emit light. But here, if you beam happiness or beam delight, you kind of shine in happiness as if you're a big bright light. And people can really tell that you are really happy.
Usually, if you beam in delight, it also means you're smiling really big.
So you can see your big white teeth.
Big teeth, yeah.
As if they are on, if they're lit up or something
yeah.
like that. Okay, that brings us to the end of our article for today. It's time now to turn things over to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续来看第二则新闻。这边谈的是黄色小鸭之旅。好，在2007年开始呢，其实呢，就在某一些港口，哎，我们发现这边的居民可能一大早就会发现有一只黄色的这种巨型的橡皮鸭。这只鸭子呢，为什么会存在？大家可能不是很了解。不过他提到 ，It certainly captured their attention。 capture one's attention 就是吸引到大家的目光，大家都注意到了，然后他们呢就会在那边 line the docks， 注意到 dock D-O-C-K 这可不是鸭子哦， dock 是指码头，那后面的 dock D-U-C-K 就是鸭子，所以看这两个字拼字很像，可是他讲 line the docks 指的是指在码头这里排队，会对这只鸭子拍照，开始很好奇到底下一站这只鸭子会出现在哪里。 turn up 就是 show up， 也就是出现。下面这边继续说，这只鸭子其实是有一个荷兰人他创造的一个艺术计划，已经有好几只这样子的巨鸭被建造了，而现在也就在世界各地巡回。这个鸭子在背后这里会有一个 hatch， hatch 这个字就是指舱门，它其实后面是有一个舱门的，为了是要方便他们能保养。好， maintenance 讲的是保养，然后你说要进行执行，我们用片语 carry out。 此外他还说 they are equipped with electric fans， 这个片语 be equipped with 就表示配备有什么、如果你讲、教室里面配备有冷气机，你也可以用 the classroom is equipped withair conditioners。 好，所以我们看到这边讲到它配备有电风扇，然后呢可以在各种气候之下充气。 inflate 就是代表充气。好，再来最后这一段谈到为什么会有这个计划，因为他是想要把欢乐散播到全世界。其实浴室里面我们知道，你小时候如果也洗澡的时候可能会放这种黄色小鸭在旁边，那他觉得用这种巨型的黄色小鸭其实是可以怎么样 remind people of their blissful childhood memories。 这个 remind someone of something 就是提醒，可以让人们想起来，想起来他们从前快乐的儿时回忆。而且呢他又用到 add joy to their stressful adult lives， add A to B 就是加入，把 A 加到 B 上面，也就是说它可以让我们一般人里面充满压力的这种生活里面带来欢乐。那说起来这个计划好像还蛮成功的，的确，因为呢他发现这只巨鸭只要到哪里去就为人们带来欢乐。
That's all the time we have for today. It's been such a pleasure being here with you, and hopefully those rubber ducks will show up in Geelong Harbor or Kaohsiung or Taichung's Harbor as well sometime soon. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.